Good morning.
早上好。
More of you than I thought there would be.
今天来了，比我想象要来的人多。
What is doubt?
什么是疑惑？
Doubt is not the opposite of faith.
疑惑不是信的反义词。
The opposite of faith is unbelief.
信的反义词是不相信。
That is the rejection of truth.
也是对真理的拒绝。
Doubt is the position that lies in between being sure of something and being sure it is false.
疑惑是在确定某件事是真的或是假的一个中间状态。
Doubt is uncertainty.
疑惑是不确定。
Let me give you an example from my own life.
给大家举一个我现实生活中的例子。
A bit over 100 years ago, Albert Einstein, published his first theory of relativity.
大约是100年前，爱因斯坦发表了他的一个相对论的理论。
Among other things, that theory predicts that when you go faster, time goes slower.
这个理论预言到，当你行进的越快，时间相对就越慢。
I doubted this prediction.
我曾经怀疑这个预言。
I did not say it was false.
我并没有说它是错的。
I just didn't have confidence that it was true.
我只是没有那样的自信说它是对的。
In 1971, clocks were developed that were sensitive enough to test this theory.
在1971年，科学家发明了一种时钟，能够足够精确地测试这个理论。
Two clocks were synchronized.
两个完全同步的时钟。
One was flown around the world on airplanes, and then compared with the clock that stayed home.
一个被带到飞机上绕着地球飞行一周后，和另外一个待在原地的时钟相比较。
Sure enough, they were different by just exactly the amount predicted by Einstein's theory of special relativity.
可以确定的是，他们所差的时间和爱因斯坦的理论所预测的完全一致。
I was no longer in doubt.
从此我不再怀疑。
In this case, it was the data from the clocks that overcame my doubt.
这是因为这两个时钟的数据战胜了我的疑惑。
Now let's turn to an area that is far more important than science.
现在让我们转到比科学更加重要的话题。
How does God deal with us when we doubt Him and His attributes?
神是如何处理当我们对他和他的属性产生疑惑的时候。
When we doubt the reality of who he is,
当我们对神是谁产生疑惑。
Or what he does,
或者他做什么。
Or what he can do,
或者是他能做什么。
Or what plan he has for my life,
或者是他对我的人生的计划产生怀疑。
What treatment can we expect to receive from God?If we doubt him.
当我们怀疑神，我们可以期待神给我们怎么样的对待呢？
Let's look at three important and heroic men of the Bible.
让我们来看一看在圣经中三个很重要的英雄式的人物。
Each doubted God in some way.
每个人都对神多少有过怀疑。
How did our Father in heaven treat each of them?
我们的天父又是如何对待他们的？
Gideon doubted God's call.
基甸怀疑神的呼召。
Gideon lived in a time when the Israelites were oppressed by their enemies, the Midianites.
基甸当时所处的时代是以色列人被他们的敌人米甸人迫害的时候。
While Gideon was hiding from the enemy and trying to thresh some wheat for his family to make bread, God sent an angel to tell him that God had called him to be the one to save Israel from the enemy.
当基甸躲避敌人试图打一些麦子给他的家人做面包的时候，神差遣了使者告诉他，神呼召他成为那个从敌人手里拯救以色列人的人。
Gideon did a pretty complete job of doubting the words of the angel.
基甸彻底怀疑使者所说的。
I won't cover it now. I suggest you go back to Judges chapter 6 and read how thorough he was in rejecting the angel.
我建议大家到士师记第六章来读一下，基甸他是如何，怀疑使者所说的。
But to see if the message might be real, Gideon asked for a miracle.
为了试探使者的信息是否真实，基甸要求一个奇迹。
He prepared a meal, and then he watched the angel touch the food and for it to go up in smoke.
他准备了一顿食物，然后看着神的使者触碰了食物，然后伸出火来，将食物烧尽。
There's your miracle.
这就是一个这个奇迹。
Then the angel disappeared.
然后使者就消失了。
Suddenly Gideon realized that the angel was real, and that from the angel he had been hearing the words of God's personal messenger.
突然基甸意识到神的使者是真的，他听到了神亲自派遣的使者的话。
He realized his guilt in doubting that God had called him to be the one to save Israel.
他对自己质疑神的呼召，他拯救以色列而感到非常惭愧。
What would God do to him?
神会怎么对他呢？
God could have struck him dead.
也许神会将他处死。
But the first thing God did to this very fearful man was to say, don't be afraid.
但是神做的第一件事是对基甸说，不要惧怕。
Then God gave this doubting Gideon a job to do.
然后神吩咐基甸去做一件事。
And Gideon went and did it.
基甸去了，也做了。
God's response was not to crush and destroy a doubter, but to carry through with his plan to see that Gideon accomplished what God had in mind in his life.
神的回应不是去摧毁一个质疑他的人，而是坚持他的计划，使基甸来完成神他的旨意。
But Gideon was not through with his doubting.
但是基甸对神仍有怀疑。
When it came time to go to battle with the enemy, the Midianites, Gideon demanded proof of God's calling.
当在与米甸人的对战中，基甸要求神对他的呼召证明。
He was saying, God, you really want me to do this?
他说，神，这真的是你要我做的吗？
Then came the test of the fleece.
然后便有了羊毛的试探。
The lamb's wool.
也就是羊毛。
He said to God, tell you what, I will put this fleece out tonight, and in the morning, if I get up and the fleece is wet from the dew of the morning, and the ground is dry, then that'll be a sign to me that you really want me to go ahead and do this.
所以基甸就说，如果我把这个一团羊毛放在外面，然后第二天早上如果羊毛上是湿的，然后地上都是干的，那我就知道神你让我做的就是要借着我的手拯救以色列人。
Next morning he got up, he wrung out the fleece, he got a whole bowl full of water, and the ground was dry.
第二天早上他看到这团羊毛上都是水珠，然后但是其他地方都是干的。
There's your miracle.
这也是一个奇迹。
Go to battle.
基甸就上了战场。
But Gideon was not finished with his doubting.
但是基甸仍然没有仍然还是对神有怀疑。
Gideon thought about it and he said, Lord, don't be angry with me.
基甸对神说，求你不要向我发怒。
Now, if I said to you right now, You're not going to be angry with me, are you?
如果我对你，我跟你说话的时候，你不会向我发怒吧？
You'd probably be expecting me to say something that's guaranteed to make you angry.
你也许在期待说我会说一些话语让你非常的生气。
He understands he's really testing God in a way that maybe he shouldn't.
基甸也许意识到他在试探神，也许的方式确实是他不应该做的。
He said, Lord, let's reverse it today.
神说让我们重新来过。
Tomorrow morning, dry fleece, wet ground.
明天早上羊毛会是干的，其他的地方都会有露水。
What was God's response?
神是怎么回应的呢？
Was it anger?
是愤怒吗？
Was it punishment?
是惩罚吗？
No, God did not punish Gideon.
不，神并没有惩罚基甸。
The Bible simply says, and God did so that night.
圣经当中说到，神照了基甸求的做了。
Was Gideon cured of his doubt?
这下是否打消了基甸所有的疑虑呢？
I'm happy to say yes, he was.
我很高兴地说是的。
He was so cured of his doubt that he was okay when God took his army of 32,000 people and reduced it down to 300 to take battle to the Midianite army.
基甸的疑虑彻底的打消，使他这是当神将基甸的以色列军队从32,000人减到300人的时候，基甸并没有任何的迟疑。
He was willing to follow God's battle plan with only 300 men against overwhelming odds to gain a great victory against the Midianites.
这是基甸仍然愿意听从神的旨意，用300士兵非常小的胜算去对抗以米甸人。
God was patient with Gideon and his repeated doubt because God had a plan for Gideon's life.
神对基甸反复的质疑十分耐心，因为神对基甸有他的计划。
God is in the business of doing what is necessary to overcome your doubts.
神会做一切必要的来打消你的疑惑。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he has a plan for your life.
因为神对你的人生有他的计划。
If you are struggling with doubt in some area of your spiritual life, confess that to God and ask Him to deal with that doubt.
如果你正在某种属灵的质疑中挣扎，向神坦白并寻求他的回应。
Then alert your mind and your spirit to look for His leading.
然后提醒自己的心和你的灵去找寻他的带领。
Then expect him to deal with your doubt.
然后你可以期待神来处理你的疑惑。
Let's look at another famous man of God who had trouble with doubt.
现在让我们再来看一下另外一个圣经中同样有疑惑困扰的著名的人物。
Gideon doubted God's call.
基甸怀疑神的呼召。
Elijah doubted God's power.
以利亚怀疑神的能力。
Elijah was a prophet in the time of Ahab, a very, very ungodly king of Israel.
亚哈是一个不信神的以色列的王，而以利亚是当时的先知。
A prophet is a man to whom God speaks, and then he speaks and carries God's message to the people.
以利亚是听到神的话语，然后将神的话语告诉当地的人。
At this time, the Israelites were worshiping the false gods of Baal and Asherah.
当时以色列人拜的偶像是巴利和亚舍拉。
Because of their idolatry, God punished the Israelites by sending a drought
因为这样神通过以利亚告诉以色列人他要用干旱来惩罚他们拜偶像。
He announced the drought through his prophet Elijah.
神通过以利亚来告诉以色列人。
And for 3.5 years, Elijah hid because King Ahab wanted to kill him.
有大约3.5年的时间，以利亚过着逃亡躲避的生活，因为亚哈要杀他。
After 3.5 years of drought, Elijah called for Ahab to bring all of the 950 prophets of Baal and Asherah together to show everyone who is the real God.
在3.5年的干旱后，亚哈命令以利亚带着巴利和亚舍拉的950个先知在众人面前证明谁才是真神。
He gathered the people before and he said, How long will you waver or oscillate between two opinions?
以利亚前来对众民说，你们心持两意要到几时呢？
If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God, follow him.
若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。
They had a problem of not really understanding who God is and who Baal isn't.
当时的人们并不了解到底神是谁，巴利又是谁，又是什么。
He said, "You need to make up your mind."
以利亚说，你们必须要做出选择。
Elijah proposed a contest between himself and the priests of idolatry.
以利亚提议，他和拜偶像的先知们进行一场竞赛。
Put an animal sacrifice on an altar, then each of us, you in your turn, call upon Baal. I will call upon the Lord. Let's see who can burn up this offering.
每个人都这个竞赛就是每个人都要求告他们神的名，以利亚会求告主名，来看谁家的神明能降火焚烧祭物。
All the Israelite people agreed this was a good way to settle the issue.
当时以色列人都同意，觉得这是一个非常好的方式。
The prophets of Baal and Asheroth went first.
当时的950个巴利和亚舍拉的先知先开始他们的呼求。
They cried aloud, they cut themselves as was their custom with knives and lances until the blood gushed out upon them.
他们大声求告，按着他们的规矩用刀枪自割自刺，直到身体流血。
Nobody can say they were not dedicated and sincere.
没有人可以说他们没有尽他们的所能来求告。
But they were sincerely wrong.
但是他们却做得非常的错误。
Nothing.
因为没有什么事情都没有发生。
Finally they gave up.
最后他们放弃了。
And it was Elijah's turn.
接下来就看以利亚了。
When he called upon the Lord,the Lord consumed the burnt offering with fire.
当以利亚求告主名的时候，耶和华降下火来。
The Lord's fire consumed the entire altar, stones and dust and water and animal, completely.
耶和华降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木柴、石头、尘土，又烧干沟里的水。
When the people saw it,They fell on their faces and they said, Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.
众民看见了就伏伏在地说，耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
They clearly saw that the Lord is the true God, the one with the real power.
以色列民当时看见了神的神迹，也看到了神的能力。
God did what was needed to erase the doubt of the people.
神做了他该做的，来消除人们心中的疑虑。
And the people saw immediately that they must follow him.
人们看见了 神的能力也立即选择跟随。
It was a great victory for God.
这是神的一次伟大的胜利。
A great show of power in front of the people and in front of Elijah.
神在以色列民和以利亚面前展现了他的能力。
Now Elijah had to deal with the false prophets.
然后以利亚就处置了假先知。
God's law says that false prophets shall die.
根据神的律法假先知要被处死。
So he said to the people, seize the prophets of Baal, don't let even one of them escape.
以利亚对他们说拿住巴利的先知不容一人逃脱。
And he took them down to the river and he executed all 950 of them.
以利亚带他们到顺基河边在那里杀了他们。
Clearly, Elijah did not do this personally. He had the help of those who had suddenly lost their doubt and said, The Lord, He is God.
以利亚并不能凭他一个人的力量做这件事情。当时因为民众消除他们的疑虑然后跟随神帮助以利亚完成了这件事情。
It's a busy day for Elijah.
这是对以利亚来说是一个非常忙碌的一天。
He has dealt with the unbelief of the people.
他要处理那些对神有疑虑的以色列民。
He has eliminated 950 prophets of idolatry.
他杀了那950个假先知。
And now he gets to deal with the drought.
然后他必须要处理干旱。
He prayed for rain, and God sent rain.
以利亚祈求降雨，神就真的降下雨来。
More rain than Southern California got last month.
比上个月南加州降的雨还要多。
The drought was over.
干旱这样就结束了。
What a wonderful victory for God.
这是神的一次伟大的胜利。
And Elijah has been standing there watching God's power in all of this.
以利亚也在其中看到了神的大能。
However, there was trouble ahead.
但是前方还是有困难。
Ahab went home and told his wife, Queen Jezebel, everything that happened.
亚哈回去告诉他的妻子耶洗别那天发生的一切。
Her reaction to the execution of the priests was violent and pointed directly at Elijah.
耶洗别对处死那些先知的反应十分的激烈并且是针对以利亚。
She sent a messenger to Elijah saying, So let the gods do to me, and more also if I do not make your life as the life of one of them, the dead prophets, by tomorrow about this time.
耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚告诉他说明日约在这时候我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样愿神明重重的降罚于我。
Jezebel's message to Elijah is, I'm going to kill you.
耶洗别告诉以利亚他要杀他。
Tomorrow.
明日。
Soon.
马上。
Think about this now.
我们来想一想。
Why should Elijah worry about Jezebel?
为什么以利亚要担心耶洗别呢？
He has just been a part of a great demonstration of God's power.
以利亚才刚刚见证了神的大能。
Surely God has the power to protect him from Jezebel.
神当然会用他的能力来保护以利亚。
But not so.
但事实并非如此。
Elijah has suddenly developed a severe case of doubt.
以利亚突然对神产生了非常严重的质疑。
What happened?
发生了什么呢?
When he saw the message, he ran for his life.
以利亚见这光景就起来逃命。
He doubted God's power to protect him from Jezebel.
以利亚怀疑神的能力，来能够是否能够保护他，幸免，耶洗别的，杀戮。
So he ran and he ran and he ran.
所以他就开始逃命。
He ran for 40 days until he reached Mount Sinai.
直到他逃了40天，直到他到达了，西奈山。
I checked, that's about 350 miles he traveled.
我看了一下地图，这大概是350英里。
He climbed up on the mountain.
他翻越过高山。
When he got to the top of the mountain,
当他到达山顶的时候，
he found a cave where he could hide.
他找到了一个山洞，他可以在里面躲避。
In the relative comfort and safety of his cave, God spoke to him.
在，相对对他来说相对安全的这个山洞里面，神对他说话了。
God said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
神说，你在这里做什么，以利亚？
Sometimes you and I try to run away from our problems.
有些时候，你和我都试图逃离我们的问题。
Sometimes we just feel we can't face whatever it is, so we run away, either spiritually or maybe physically.
也许我们就是不想去面对我们的问题，所以从属灵上来说，或者是现实来说，我们都会想要逃离。
Would we run from our problems, spiritually speaking, we may end up in the wrong place.
从属灵上来说，我们可能会逃到一个错误的地方。
And we may hear God asking, "What are you doing here?"
然后神就会问，你在这里做什么？
Sometimes it's too easy for us to panic.
也许有时候我们就是太容易惊慌了。
That's what's happening to Elijah.
这也是同样的也发生在了以利亚身上。
In answer to God's question of why are you here, now Elijah begins what I would call the pity party.
为了回应神的问题，以利亚开始大吐苦水。
He says, Lord, I have been a very good servant for you.
以利亚说，我一直都是你忠心的仆人。
Everybody else has rejected you.
其他的每一个人都反对你。
They're all against you.
他们都反对你。
I'm the only one left.
我是那唯一一个剩下的。
I'm all alone in this bunch of bad people.
在那群坏人当中只剩下了我一个人。
And now this evil woman wants to kill me.
而现在那个邪恶的女人还要来杀我。
At this point, God could have dismissed Elijah as an unprofitable servant.
这时神本可以解除以利亚作为一个不结果子的仆人。
God could have considered him no longer capable of anything good or useful.
神可以认为以利亚并没有能力去做任何神的事工。
But instead, God called him out of the protection of his cave to witness a display of power.
但是相反的是，神将以利亚叫出了山洞，让他见证神的大能。
Just get out of your cave.
神说，走出山洞。
Come out here on the face of the mountain where you're unprotected.
走出山洞，在山顶上，在这个没有保护的山顶上。
Then he sent a strong wind.
然后是神生了一阵强风。
A wind that was strong enough to move the rocks of the mountain around.
这阵强风足以移动山石。
But God tells us he was not in the wind.
但是神说他不在风中。
Next, he sent a violent earthquake.
然后是地震。
But the Lord was not in the earthquake.
但是神也不在这个地震中。
Then he sent fire from heaven.
然后神降下火。
But the Lord was not in the fire.
神仍不在火中。
After all this demonstration of power, there came the still small voice.
在这一系列的展现之后，神有一个微小的声音。
By speaking in a still small voice, it seems that God is saying to Elijah, calm down, don't panic, I've got things under control.
也许神是通过这个微小的声音来告诉以利亚，平静下来，不要惊慌，一切都在我的掌控中。
In the still small voice, God repeats his question the second time. He says, what are you doing here, Elijah?
同样是微小的声音，神又问了第二次，以利亚，你在这里做什么？
It's like God saying, did you see my power?
好像神在说，你看见我的能力了吗？
Did I protect you in the midst of the wind and the earthquake and the fire?
难道我没有在风中、地震和火中保护你吗？
What are you afraid of?
你在惧怕什么呢？
Unfortunately, Elijah gave the same answer as before, the same pity party.
但是以利亚仍然心中有怨念。
That woman wants to kill me.
那个女人要杀我。
He still doubted God's power to protect him.
以利亚仍然对神保护他的能力有所怀疑。
He was still frightened.
他仍然害怕。
He still felt alone.
他仍然感到孤独。
Do you sometimes feel alone in following God?
你是否在跟随神的过程中感到孤独？
Perhaps you're the only believer in your family.
也许你是家中唯一一个基督徒。
Perhaps you're the only believer at work.
也许在你的工作中你是唯一的基督徒。
Be careful, as we're going to see with Elijah, you may not be as alone as you think.
在以利亚的故事中，也许会知道，你不是唯一的。
Did God give up on him?
神有放弃以利亚吗？
No.
没有。
Did God punish him?
神有惩罚以利亚吗？
No.
没有。
God cared for this valuable servant, and he had more work for him to do.
神在意这位重要的仆人，并且还有更多的工作需要他去完成。
What did God do to restore Elijah's confidence and erase his doubt?
神又是如何重拾以利亚的信心，打消他的疑虑呢？
He began with the encouragement that Elijah, you're not alone.
神告诉以利亚，他不是一个人。
He revealed to him that there were 7,000 people in Israel who had never bowed the knee to Baal.
神告诉以利亚，还有7,000以色列人未曾向巴利屈膝。
They had never worshipped an idol of any kind.
也没有拜过任何偶像。
Elijah, you are not alone.
以利亚，你不是一个人。
Next.God gave Elijah a long list of things to do when he got back to Israel.
接下来神交代以利亚回到以色列后他要去做的一系列的事情。
That must have given him confidence that God was still using him.
这也是给以利亚信心说神仍然在使用他。
Then God said, go.
然后神说去吧。
Go back to Israel.Where you will come face to face with King Ahab and his wife Jezebel.
回到以色列去，那里你会与亚哈王和他邪恶的妻子耶洗别见面。
And this used to be fearful prophet went.
这位原本非常惧怕的先知便去了。
God did what was necessary to overcome Elijah's doubt.
神做了他该做的，为了消除以利亚的疑惑。
Perhaps we see God doing this even more clearly with our next doubter.
也许在下一个怀疑者的身上，我们可以更加清楚地看见神所做的。
Gideon doubted God's call.
基甸怀疑神的呼召。
Elijah doubted God's power.
以利亚怀疑神的大能。
Thomas doubted Jesus' resurrection.
多马怀疑耶稣的复活。
Thomas doubted that Jesus had risen from the tomb.
多马曾对耶稣从死里复活产生怀疑。
Even though Jesus had told the disciples about his death and resurrection more than once before it happened.
尽管耶稣预言过自己会死去并且会从死里复活不止一次向他的门徒说过。
On the day of Jesus' resurrection, he appeared to the disciples.
耶稣复活的那一天，他向他的门徒现身。
But for some reason, Thomas wasn't with them.
但是出于某种原因，多马不在门徒当中。
When they told Thomas of the Lord's appearance, he didn't believe them.
当门徒告诉多马耶稣的现身，多马并没有相信。
He said, "Unless I see and touch the nail prints in his hands and side,I will not believe that Jesus has risen from death.
除非我看见钉子穿过手心的痕迹，我不会相信耶稣从死里复活。
He certainly doubted the resurrection.
多马很明显怀疑耶稣的复活。
Did Jesus give up on Thomas?
但是耶稣放弃了多马吗？
No.
没有。
8 days later, Jesus again appeared to the disciples, this time with Thomas present.
八日后，耶稣又向门徒现身，这次多马在场。
He went directly to Thomas and he said, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe."
耶稣对多马说，伸过你的指头来，摸我的手，伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
Jesus did what was necessary to erase Thomas's doubt.
耶稣做他该做的来消除多马的疑惑。
Thomas said, "My Lord and my God."
多马说，我的主，我的神。
That's what God did for each of these three doubters.
这是神为那三个怀疑的人所做的。
He did whatever was necessary to overcome their doubt.
神做他一切该做的来消除他们的疑惑。
Now, no one would claim that we should test God as blatantly as Gideon did with the fleece.
没有人会说我们应该像基甸那样公然地试探神。
But God was patient, and Gideon's faith grew to the point that he could face an enemy under overwhelming gods. Odds.
但是神是耐心的，基甸的信心也在不断的增长，直到他可以面对强敌。
His doubt was not permanent.
他的疑惑不是长久的。
And then God used him in a mighty way.
神才能大大的使用他。
Elijah challenged the people.
以利亚质疑当时的以色列民。
How long will you waver between two opinions?
你们要在两者中摇摆多久呢？
Is the Lord real or is Baal real?
神还是巴利，到底哪一位才是真神？
God sent fire from the sky to overcome their doubt.
神从天降火下来打消他们的疑惑。
I challenge you today.
我今天也要问你们，
How long will you stand in doubt of the reality of God?
你要在对神的质疑中还要坚持多久？
If you are open to Him, God will do what is necessary to overcome your doubts.
如果你打开你的心，接纳神，神会做他该做的来打消你的疑惑。
He did it for Elijah when he felt alone and threatened with death.
就像当以利亚感到孤单和受到死亡威胁时，神对以利亚做的。
He did it for Thomas.
神对多马也是这样做的。
He reached out his nail-pierced hands and invited him to touch the wounds.
他将他被钉子穿过的手伸向多马，邀请他来触碰伤口。
He pleaded with Thomas to do whatever is necessary to be believing, not doubting.
神做了一切他该做的，试图让多马相信而不是怀疑。
He will do that for you.
神也会为你这样做。
Bible tells us in the verses right after that Thomas incident that there were lots of miracles that Jesus did that are not recorded in the book of John or any place else in the Bible.
在多马的那件事后，圣经当中说到，耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，并没有记在书上。
But he says, these miracles that are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
The miracles of Jesus are recorded in the Bible for the direct purpose that you can believe and not doubt.
耶稣在圣经中所行的神迹的目的是为了要让你相信而不是怀疑。
He wants you to say, as Thomas did, my Lord and my God.
他希望你能像多马一样说，我的主，我的神。
God is in the business of doing what is necessary to overcome your doubts.
神会做一切他该做的来消除你的怀疑。
If you're struggling with doubt in some area of your spiritual life,Confess that to God and ask Him to deal with it.
如果你属灵生命中正在怀疑中挣扎，向神坦白并且求他来处理。
Then alert your mind and your soul and spirit to look for His leading.
然后提醒你的心，你的灵来寻找他的带领。
Get ready to overcome your doubt.
准备好让神来消除你的疑惑。
Perhaps your area of doubt is not about your salvation.
也许你的疑惑的地方与救赎无关。
You're confident that Jesus is your Savior.
你也很自信耶稣就是你的救主。
But perhaps you're unsure about some other area of your spiritual life.
但也许你无法确定你属灵生命的一些其他地方。
Perhaps it involves an area of possible service to Him.
也许涉及到应该如何服侍他。
Perhaps you might be wondering if God is calling you to do some teaching.
也许你想神是否在呼召你要从事一些教导的工作。
Perhaps you're wondering if God is calling you to the mission field.
也许神在呼召你要去从事一些事工。
Whether in a foreign country or closer to home.
也许是到一个另外一个国家，或者是在离家非常近的地方。
Perhaps you're wondering if God is calling you in an area of giving.
也许神在呼召你在某些地方要做一些奉献。
Perhaps it's in an area of understanding some part of His Word.
也许是在理解他的话语上。
Perhaps it's in your relationship with someone else.
也许是在你与其他人的关系上。
Whatever the area of uncertainty, Open your heart and soul to God, and He will deal with your doubt.
无论是何处的不确定，向神打开你的心和灵，他会解开你的疑惑。
I chose today's response hymn because of only particularly three words.
我有这里是有我有三个词来回应神的这里的这个信息。
Be very sure.
就是要确信，要确知。
I sometimes hesitate to choose this song, but maybe some of you will know what I'm talking about when I say I cannot see or hear this song or sing it without thinking of a man named George Beverly Shea.
我有时候会比较不愿意用这个诗歌，是因为它会让我想起。
You know, certain singers own certain songs. Okay.
你知道有些歌手就是有些歌就是应该某些歌手来唱。
In my view, no one can sing this song like George Beverly Shea.
在我看来，没有人比 George Beverly Shea 这位歌手更适合唱这首歌。
Now, why did I pick this?
我为什么要选这首诗歌呢？
God does not want you to be in doubt. He wants you to be very sure.
神不希望你有疑惑，神希望你确知。
In particular, He wants you to be very sure about your relationship to Jesus.
神希望你确知你与耶稣之间的关系。
He does not want you to remain in doubt.
神不愿你处在疑惑中。
He is working to erase your doubts so that you can be very sure.
神会处理你的疑惑，也希望是希望你要确知。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, please draw us close.
天父，愿我们能与你亲近。
Please convince us.That you want us to lose our doubt and become certain.
神希望愿你能够让我们从疑惑中脱离。
Whatever the area of doubt, Lord, draw us close so that we can be very sure of who you are and what you want.
无论我们有什么样的怀疑，愿你让我们能够亲近你，让我们能够确知你是谁。
We cannot do this in our own strength, Father.
我们无法靠自己的力量来做这些。
So we do pray in the name of your Son Jesus.
所以我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.